The Gospel of Luke, chapter 17. Jesus said to his disciples, "Scandals will necessarily come and cause people to fall, but woe to the one who brings them about. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone around his neck. Truly, this would be better for that person than to cause one of these little ones to fall." Listen carefully. If your brother offends you, tell him. And if he is sorry, forgive him. And if he offends you 7 times in one day, but 7 times he says to you, "I'm sorry," forgive him. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you have faith even the size of a mustard seed, you may say to this tree, 'Be uprooted and plant yourself in the sea,' and it will obey you. Who among you would say to your servant, coming in from the fields after ploughing or tending sheep, 'Go ahead and have your dinner'? No, you tell him, 'Prepare my dinner, put on your apron, and wait on me while I eat and drink. You can eat and drink afterwards.' Do you thank this servant for doing what you told him to do? I don't think so. And therefore, when you have done all that you have been told to do, you should say, 'We are no more than servants. We have only done our duty.'" The 10 lepers. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus passed through Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 lepers came to meet him. Keeping their distance, they called to him, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Jesus said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Then, as they went on their way, they found they were cured. One of them, as soon as he saw that he was cleansed, turned back, praising God in a loud voice, and throwing himself on his face before Jesus, he gave him thanks. This man was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked him, "Were not all 10 healed? Where are the other 9? Did none of them decide to return and give praise to God, but this foreigner?" And Jesus said to him, "Stand up and go your way. Your faith has saved you." The coming of the kingdom of God. The Pharisees asked Jesus when the kingdom of God was to come. He answered, "The kingdom of God is not like something you can observe and say of it, 'Look, here it is,' or 'See, there it is.' For the kingdom of God is within you." And Jesus said to his disciples, "The time is at hand when you will long to see one of the glorious days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. Then people will tell you, 'Look there, look here.' Do not go with them. Do not follow them. As lightning flashes from one end of the sky to the other, so will it be with the Son of Man. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be on the day the Son of Man comes. In those days, people ate and drank and got married. But on the day Noah entered the ark, the flood came and destroyed them all. So it was in the days of Lot. People ate and drank and bought and sold and planted and built. But on the day Lot left Sodom, God made fire and sulfur rain down from heaven, which destroyed them all. So will it be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, if you are on the rooftop, don't go down into the house to get your belongings. And if you happen to be in the fields, do not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever tries to save his life will lose it, but whoever gives his life will be born again. I tell you, though two men are sharing the same bed, it might happen that one will be taken and the other left. Though two women are grinding corn together, one might be taken and the other left. Then they asked Jesus, "Where will this take place, Lord?" And he answered, "Where the body is, there too will the vultures gather.